Hello, it's Angel. I wanted to talk about letting go today. Okay, take a minute, let that song run through your head. You know it just did, just admit it. I won't tell anyone. You know the song. I'm not going to sing it because then it'll be in all our heads and we don't need that. Anyways, letting go is really hard. But I think, letting go to anything, you know, letting go to a dream we held so tight for so long, and then we realized, you know, our lives changed and we had to go a different direction. You know, someone we loved that we thought we were going to be with, and having to accept that, you know, for whatever reason it isn't going to work out. You know, growing up and looking at some family member, some adult, and thinking they're perfect. And then as you get older, you realize, holy crap, they're an asshole. and just kind of trying to let go of certain thoughts and reprocess certain thoughts can be difficult. So I just thought I would talk about that for a little bit. Because it can be frustrating, because not really something you want to talk about to people. Some people, you know, you're fortunate enough to have someone you can kind of just vent or think out loud. You know, you've got somebody good with you, friend or significant other or boyfriend or girlfriend or sibling or family member. You know, you have someone good when you can think out loud, because when I think out loud, I think even my pets are like, whoa. Whoa. You better keep that to yourself. So, I wanted to start by reading a poem from the book The Anatomy of Being by Sinji Moon. And it's called What Secrets We Keep. For so many years, I've held words beneath my tongue like I'm scared of letting them go. Here is a collection of white lies, the half-truths, the promises and the parentheses and the half-wishes on half-stars and the letters that I thought I had thrown out, but remained anyways, in the back of my throat. Here is when I didn't tell you that I loved you, and here is when I didn't tell you I unloved you. Here's all of it, folded neatly, so bitter and so sweet that my taste buds are revolting against me. I have memorized the bones of an animal's body. I've learned that the lower jaws of snakes unhinge so that they can keep daring one another to eat larger and larger animals. Sheep, doe-eyed children, foxes with silver tails, a mountain lion cub, paws and whiskers and all. I learned how you can see the bulge of their bodies, how it can take weeks and days for the animals to digest, for the snake to just be a snake once more. But humans are told that we have faster metabolisms, that our bodies can handle the things that we put inside of it. Everything leaves before it hurts us too bad. Cigarettes, meat, love, heat. Everything but words. Words that rot beneath my tongue. Words that keep coming up against the cud. Again, like cud. And that I can no longer hold onto without my jaw unhinging, with vocabulary the size of elephants and the confusions, the length of giraffes' necks breaking every bone in my body as they resurface, words that have broken through every one of my teeth to find you again, because the truth is sinking its fangs into my tongue, and my body is begging for me to open up, to let the poor animals go unharmed. It's so hard when you finally find the perfect words to say. You know what I mean? Do you ever... I'm one of those people that... I don't argue. I don't fight. I've never been in a fight. I will discuss things, but I cannot... I can't handle conflict. And, But there's those moments where you're in that heated discussion, that moment, and you can't find the words, and then that night when you're brushing your teeth, you're like, oh my God, I should have said that. I mean, I'm sure we all have done it, but I especially do it quite often with certain times. But other times, you have these words, you have these sentences, these soliloquies, these things that you just want to tell the person that you've been holding on for months, for weeks, for days, for years sometimes. And you just need to get it out. It's just, it's really, really just hurting you. And they say, you know, that some things are just better left unsaid. So it's those times where you have to wonder, you know. Oh, and then there's those fun times where you're like, if I say this, I don't know how they're going to react. Or when you're like, when I say this, they're going to cry. I'm a girl. And I've made guys cry. And that sucks. That sucks. I honestly can't tell you that I've ever made a girl cry. I've made boys cry, though. I'm not proud of that. But, anyways, I guess I'm realizing, you know, all those hurts, the big hurts and the little hurts and all the stuff that happens to us in our life that I don't believe that any of it gets let go. I have a really great memory. A memory like an elephant, I suppose. I don't forget anything. And certainly not big things. And I realize that I never forget it. I never let it go. It's not that I haven't forgiven it. If it's something that's bad that's happened to me, it's just, it's always there. It just gets easier to deal with. You just accept it. You just empty out the closet of your brain and find a better place to put it so it's not up front. I think, you know, we need to find a place for those things we're ready to let go of in our head. And just let it be there. Be another part of our past. Whether it was good, whether it was bad, whether we were ready to let it go, or whether it's just time. You know, everybody handles those rough things differently. Some people get angry. Some people close down and they don't think about it. They don't let themselves think about it. They don't let themselves process it. And it just bottles and bottles and bottles until one day, you're like, oh my gosh, I have so much to get out now. There's some people that want to talk about it over and over again. It's over, just stop. I think those are my least favorite of those people. The ones that, have you ever met one of those people that like, something happened to them 15 years ago and they're still talking about it? And you just might be like, let it go. But everyone handles it so differently. And, you know, we don't know what anyone else's life is like, even if we see it every day, even if we're part of their life on a daily basis. We don't know what they feel. We don't know how hard something was for them. Me, honestly, I don't know if I've said anything of value or use besides just kind of talking. And, but I want you to know if there is something that someone, or say your family or friends or whoever, think you, it's time for you to let something go or move on. If you're not ready, then don't. Your feelings are so, so valid, and you need to accept them, and you need to work on what's inside of you at your pace. And as long as you're taking care of yourself and being a responsible individual and accepting that you're working through something, it'll happen. You'll be able to accept it and move on and find something new to make you happy. I hope you enjoyed this. I hope it helped a little if you were. I think we all have little things we hold on to a little too long. Anyways, I love you all very much, and I'll talk to you all very soon. Bye.